You're listening to 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and the lands of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. So text the word donate to 218-326-1234. It's Sunday evening, and this is Jazz on America Avenue here on KXE. Every Sunday, you tune in for your chance to explore America's own classical music, where you get to enjoy the old and the new, traditional, fusion, and modern jazz. And all the music played is chosen and programmed locally by staff and volunteers at KXE. And tonight, it's John Segarry. How about we jump right in with a little, McCoy Tyner. Thank you. That was the Thelonious Monk tune Off Minor from Arthur Taylor's 1957 debut, Taylor's Wailers. And that album's got a whole bunch of sweet tracks on it. with a really stellar personnel lineup, and then he's just got like a random track two that's got a whole other stellar track setup. But on that one, we got Art Taylor on drums, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto, Charlie Rouse on tenor, Ray Bryant on piano, and Wendell Marshall on bass. Before that, we had The Smile of the Snake from Artemis's 2025 album Arboresque. That is, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Rosnes on piano, and Nicole Glover on tenor, Noriko Yuda on bass, and Allison Miller on drums. And we opened up tonight with the McCoy Tyner classic, A Night in Tunisia, which is a Dizzy Gillespie tune. And he threw that on his 1964 album, Today and Tomorrow. And there we got McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison. We got McCoy Tyner, and then we got John Gilmore on tenor. We got Tad Jones on trumpet. We got Frank Streuser on alto, Butch Warren on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Let's see. It is 6:18, and we receive support from the Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving northern Minnesota, carrying Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles with staff available to assist on the Beltline in Hibbing or at HibbingChrysler.us. So De La Soul's got a new album coming out. I think it just dropped this weekend, and I was listening to it. There's not a ton on it that fits in the show, but I thought a fun transition would be when De La Soul jumped on with the Gorillaz back in the day. So let's open up the set with some Feel Good Inc.
We'll be right back. Inside of you, but I don't want to lose the person.
Alexander Grant. He's got a new album out under the name By Dot Alexander. It's got a weird name that I can't quite recall. But that's the new album's a little jazzier than the stuff he used to do. He used to do a lot of production work for Dr. Dre, Nicki Minaj, Imagine Dragons, and he's done a couple albums on his own that are a little more hip hop, and that album's a little more jazzy. Right before that, we had Oh Snap from Cecile McLaurin Salvant's Oh Snap album that just came out last month. And we opened up with Feel Good Inc. from the Gorillaz with De La Soul off their Demon Days album. Let's see. Support for KXE comes from Itasca County Habitat for Humanity, providing families with access to affordable home ownership in Itasca County, hosting their fundraiser, Building for Tomorrow, on Tuesday, November 18th at the Cohasset Community Center. Full event info is available at itascahabitat.org. And there's a new movie out called The Smashing Machine with Dwayne Johnson in it, and the album's done by Nala Sinefro, who is a Belgian composer, jazz piano player. And here's the title track off this motion picture soundtrack, The Smashing Machine. That was Bopweb off Francesca Tandoi Trio's live album, Nuccia Live. Nuccia's Italian for the feminine Italian for messenger. So they played a bunch of tracks off a previous album she came out with. And in that live album, she's got kind of a trio that she's done a couple albums in the past with that didn't record the original album. But this is her touring trio that she tours with. And you got Brazilian bass player Matthias Nikolowski and Dutch drummer Xander Smeets. And then we opened up that set with kind of a long form, a little bit of abstract from The Smashing Machine from experimental jazz composer Nala Sinefro. And if you listen close, you probably heard some pretty sweet saxophone in there. That was done by Nubia Garcia, kind of guesting with her. It is 6:46, and here at KXE, we receive support from Bemidji Brewing, embracing the cooler weather with the release of several seasonal beers this November, including the Winter IPA, Holiday Ale, and Icebox Dark Lager. Bemidji Beer, nice catch. Let's see. I know usually the second hour we go a little more long form, but here's a whole set of Ron Carter. Here's a All Blues. That was All Blues off Ron Carter's album All Blues from 1973. That's an old Miles Davis tune. And he had a lineup on there. Let's see, we got Joe Henderson on tenor. We got Roland Hanna on piano and Billy Cobham on drums. And, of course, Ron Carter on bass. It is pretty close to the top of the hour. Let's run the weather. What are we looking at? It's low 20s and not too breezy. Going to get a little chilly again tomorrow, but by next weekend should be pretty nice out again. Let's see here. Do you love music and are interested in becoming an on-air volunteer DJ here at KAXE? On-air volunteers are the lifeblood of our station, and our fall training is coming up Wednesday, November 12th at KAXE. Or in Bemidji at KBXE on Thursday, November 13th. That's later this week. Both classes run 5:30 to 7. Email volunteer at kxe.org for more info or to confirm your attendance. Let's see. Plans are underway for the 20th annual Back to Basics event on February 7th at the Pine River Bacchus School. They're looking for presenters and vendors who are passionate about sustainable living. Proposals are due November 14th. Find more information at happydancingturtle.org. And just a reminder, the mountain bike trails at Tioga Recreation Area near Cohasset will be closed from yesterday, November 8th through the 23rd, due to